it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great place to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh,
while back in the jungle.
Oh, once again, it's the Hound. Back, WFMU East Orange, and we have a virtual cavalcade of delights, musical delights for you all. Denois and Miss Sally are here.
The Hound.
Hi.
Bill Bruch is over at the New York Guitar Show right now working. You can go see him in action. Garasco's over there, too. That's 440 East 12th Street. Bring $10,000. Come back with a guitar.
Get their autographs.
Yeah. Oh, boy, we got a whole bunch of stuff for you today. What do you got? We got, well, we got a set of Sanctified Trash centering around guitar evangelists. Blues Hangover, Hillbilly Hangover. Does rock and roll cause brain damage set? Maybe a vom?
Do you answer that question, or do you just...
Well, we'll play...
Bring
we'll,
up further
no,
speculation.
All I'm gonna do is play records by guys who obviously are brain damaged, is what we do. Hillbillies in Space, that's today's Hillbilly Hangover. Sleepy LaBeef will be calling in, a little phone interview and a little tribute to Sleepy LaBeef. We have tickets for Sleepy at Maxwell's tonight to give away.
Beautiful.
And we got news from Morons. We got a set of leftover greatest hits, trash, from our stuff that we couldn't fit in the Hangover Hop, which was kind of our greatest hits show. Requests.
Was that?
Big,
yeah.
big request stuff over the years. And, that should take
report?
Us into 7:30. Oh,
Vibe
Report. We got a Vibe Report from the Guitar Show.
Guitar Show.
And, right, that should take
tons
us into,
of news.
Into,
tons,
into
tons
midnight.
Of funny stories.
Yeah, we got all kinds of news and records, and that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we got. Let's start it off. What do we got queued up? Eddie Kirkland.
Piece of string, baby, been feeling the rough cut. Baby, been feeling the rough cut.
Without any rights, baby, been feeling a rupture. 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 He feels that rupture. Reacts to me.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Affects one of every 18,000 Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the nail
Nelson's over for a barbecue?
Sunday.
Jay Cook has hot rod truck and tractor pull announcer's disease.
See Big Beefy Bob Kebab slap his meat to the grill with a hot fuel charcoal startup. Thrill his Big Bun Daddy matches wits with Flaming Frank in a smoky mesquite hibachi burnout.
There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Should we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car-crushing Bigfoot.
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action, 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 action!
Please help.
Well, my ma was nervous and distraught. My pa, he told me that I got caught. My mind was a blank the day I bought this old Obama mine. My buddies tell me that it's all right, except I'm sitting on dynamite. Well, there ain't a doggone thing that's tight on this old Obama mine. Smoke and a great big roar. Every time I push her down to the floor, well, she shivers and she shakes just a little more. This old pile of mine. Well, you think she's carrying a 10-ton load? The way she drags along the road, like any third time she might explode. This old pile of mine. A junk with banged up fingers and a stolen trunk. She just wants a great big clunkety clunk. It's old Obama mine. Well, I can't say that I blame you none, and you won't be the only one who laughed at me and poked some fun at this old Obama mine. My goal is met. My car will be the finest yet. I know that I will never forget this old Obama mine. This old Obama. This old Obama. This old Obama. This old Obama. This old Obama.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Oh, This is a hit!
The rockabye boogie is a lady's way to rock your baby to sleep. The rockabye boogie is guaranteed to put your baby to sleep. But it won't do a thing unless you sing the rockabye boogie with a beat. Rockabye boogie, rockabye boogie, rockabye, 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 rockabye boogie, rockabye.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep.
Been listening to that new Neil Young record, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's digital.
You gotta get the digital.
We got the tape. No, we got the tape. Tape back up. I like that better, actually. Oh, the Davis sisters, Skeeter and What's-Her-Face with Rockabye Boogie. The Marbles and Big Wig Walk. Howie Stang, This Old Bomb of Mine. The Chantels with The Plea. Send it to Alice. Happy birthday, Alice.
There you go.
Yay.
Johnny and the Roccos, Rough Cut. And we open up with Eddie Kirkland and Train Done Gone. For you English majors out there. Oh, things to renounce. Let's see.
Tons of fun out there.
Let's see. There is the New York Guitar Show, as presented by City Lights Music. It's a benefit for AIDS-infected children of Newark, New Jersey, and that's at Mary Help of Christians Church Auditorium, 440 East 12th Street in New York City. Let's see. Over at the Chase tonight is the Dragsters, the Gas Hounds, History of Spare Ports, Spare Parts, and Love Camp
Spare
7.
Spare Ports.
Spareport Convention. The Senders are over at CBGB. Ray Charles at the Blue Note tonight, if you got like $50. Wild Kingdom, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom and the Ramones are at the Ritz. Sleepy Labeef is over at Maxwell's in Hoboken with the Blue Chieftains. And we have tickets for that to give away. And Sleepy will be calling in about 5 o'clock for his State of the Vibe report.
Did you see the Manitoba article, Lisa Robinson, in the Post the other day?
Yeah.
That was good. Good to see.
Yeah, well, there was something interesting in there. I can't remember what it was, though.
What?
Some weird little Manitoba factoid.
Manitoba-ism.
Yeah.
We'll think about it and get back to you on that one.
Anyway, from the news desk.
We got a pile of good stuff here.
Yeah. We got the Elvis desk. You want to get we got the Elvis desk.
The only thing we don't have.
No, it's in the Post. We always start out with the Elvis desk.
What else?
And Hound has to do the Elvis desk.
Guess this. There will be marked. Here, are you guys ready for Elvis the fragrance?
Ooh, I am.
Genuine Elvis fragrance.
Priscilla's got one too.
No, it will not be a cross between the medicine cabinet and a sweaty scarf. It'll be a scent, according to one spokesperson for the company. The scent describes Ode to Elvis as a fresh, contemporary, masculine blend of woods, herbs, and amber.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this Is this the a new kernel idea? Where
it, who else could be behind that?
He's been up late thinking.
Yeah. To go with your Elvis.
What haven't we sold yet?
Maybe Colonel Sanders could get a Kentucky Fried Chicken scent.
Maybe he can do a radio ad for it. Yeah. Oh, what do you guys got there in the news?
Sally, you had a special story that was dear to your heart.
What's that?
Well,
Turin from the.
What was it? How did you title this one?
That's No
Which
Whore,
that?
That's My Wife.
Desk. Oh, yeah, from the That's No Whore, That's My Wife desk. Yeah.
Okay,
I like
in Turin, Italy, a truck driver who went to a brothel for a discreet dalliance found the surprise of his life, dash, his wife. According to Turin's La Stampa.
Probably naked.
According to Turin's La Stampa newspaper.
I have to pay for that.
Maybe she got the best deal she's ever had. The 35-year-old trucker was given the address of an exclusive bordello in Teramo in central Italy by a friend. Once there, he asked for a particular woman his friend had told him about. He waited for half an hour. Then the woman, who he had known by only her working name, appeared. It was his wife. Housewife by day, high-class call girl by night.
Well, she's in a house. She's not a call girl, though.
Good thinking.
Write a letter. Get that.
Yeah,
get
but
that,
it's AP. They that you know. Minor,
yeah.
Minor.
Their stories are extremely
Listen
badly
to this,
written.
Though. The woman tried to run away, but her husband caught her. She filed charges against him after he hit her. The newspaper said. I mean, you know, aren't they both guilty here?
Anyway. Well,
who was more surprised, do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
On that happy note, Stark, Florida. James William Hamblin, caveman in a spaceship for the week, I think, smiled, winked, and stuck his tongue out at witnesses before he was electrocuted Friday for killing a woman who set off an alarm during a robbery. Hamblin, 61, who last year said he could, quote, hardly wait to sit in old Sparky, was pronounced dead at 7:12 a.m.
Isn't that the electric chair that doesn't work so good? The one
handmade,
in Florida?
Handmade oaken chair, yeah, at Florida State Prison, exactly. The face mask. He was quoted in 1989 as saying, I'm not the least bit concerned about electrocution. I think it's spiffy.
This guy has a way with words.
He also made a written request for his husband's. He killed two women, his girlfriend and then this other girl during a robbery.
His own girlfriend?
First he killed his own girlfriend in Texas, and then he went to Florida and killed this girl during a robbery.
Oh.
But he made a written request to prison officials that the victim's husband be given a special area to wait during the execution instead of in the cow pasture across from the prison where the public and reporters gather. These are good people, and they deserve better than this, Hamblin wrote. Anyway, he called himself a lost cause.
Well, he lost.
He lost. But he died winking.
Yeah.
Smiling and winking.
That brings up an odd question of like...
A few odd questions.
Is it morally okay to execute people who are obviously insane? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? I don't think he never contended that he was insane, though.
He obviously was,
I don't think
though.
He needed to, Dan.
Yeah. Well, boy, they're brutal down in Florida. Anyway, let's get back to some more records. We got one queued up by the Sundowners, a little Snake-Eyed Mama. 2, 3. Come on.
Show the manager said, let the Gucci go. I got
Chief of police said they can't keep a shaking son. Keep her off the street. I got a snake, got a woman. Give me a shake all the time. Shaking sun, keep her off the street. I got a snake, got a woman. Shimmy and shake all the time. Over.
Circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does, because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Wouldn't you know, with my dumb luck.
Yeah.
He came on in and up to the bar. I could see the door.
the world wasn't very far. About that time one made him a break.
Now wouldn't you know, I was too darn late. Come on, don't shoot me.
I tried to make it as fast as I could. The boy was going out like I knew he would. I dodged to the right and then to the left.
By any chance, members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Hey, Bopalina, Bopalina, come on and dance with me. Hey, Bopalina, Bopalina, come on and talk to me. This is Bopalina, baby, gonna bop and rock around tonight. Bopalina, baby, she won't be. Oh,
Wild back in the jungle.
Right. Music lovers, the hound is here. You can hit the pause button now. Oh, where are we? That was Bill and Don Hart with Papalina. Willie Egan, Wonder Where She Went. Buddy Kay and the Casuals, The Unlucky Lover. We had the Gladiolas and Dearest Baby. We opened up with the Sundowners, Snake Eye Mama. And where are we?
We're in the rainforest, not the jungle.
Yeah. I guess we can do some more news.
News?
You think?
Wildlife news, perhaps?
Oh, we can do wildlife news. We can get all kinds of stuff here. What do you think?
Here's a little wildlife story you might like. From my hometown, Pittsburgh. Three Rottweilers went wilding and attacked this boy, six Rottweilers. Did I say six?
Six Rottweilers?
Six Rottweilers attacked a two-year-old boy at play and mauled almost every square inch of his body yesterday. Thank you. Stephen Selfridge was playing with a cousin when the Rottweilers inflicted injuries so severe that paramedics were unable to find a vein solid enough to sustain an intravenous needle. Ooh. Surgeons took 8 hours to reconstruct his windpipe, one lung, veins, and arteries. One of the dogs belonged to his grandma. The others were brought along by visiting cousin Jamie.
Well, like for a family Rottweiler picnic?
Five
keep
of them.
Your big dogs with their big jaws away from your little kids.
On the other side of the coin here, in Golden, Colorado, a grand jury yesterday indicted a former television reporter and two former photographers for allegedly staging pit bull fights for a news story and lying to a grand jury. The grand jury also indicted Guy Walker,
the owner
of the dogs, on two counts of dog fighting. Attending or staging a dog fight is illegal in Colorado and punishable by up to 4 years in prison in the Rottweiler cage.
So they were doing an expose and they staged their own...
I was going to tell you all about that.
Tell me all about it, Hound.
Prosecutors had investigated allegations that Wendy Bergman, a reporter for KCNC-TV, is that where Bruce's brother used to work, maybe? Who resigned this week might have arranged the fights to show during a so-called sweeps rating period. See, what they wanted to do is do an expose on pit bull fighting, so they couldn't find any pit bull fighting. You gotta go to my home state of Florida to get the real pros.
You gotta be a good reporter, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they do. That's a pretty popular little sport in our area, too, right?
Yeah, but they don't, they're just like, you know,
they're more professional down in Florida.
Yeah, they're not very professional. It's these guys who have these dogs as pets and keep them in the house, and they want to fight them, too. You know, you have a fighting dog, you don't want to keep it around the kids. You want to keep it, like, in the pen.
Oh, no, this, but, so it's serious business, then?
I can't really come out and say I'm pro pit bull fighting, but I am for cockfighting because I don't like chickens. I like to eat chickens, but
only on the table.
You know, they like to kill each other, and I'm all for cockfighting. I think it's a good way to keep the kids out of trouble, get them a game cock, let them raise the thing, learn how to fight it, and
teach them a little economy,
they're filthy, nasty, rotten, bad-tempered animals. They're stupid, they're dirty, they're ugly. Unless you like David Bowie, then you can kind of say they're cute, but, you know... Don't you think David Bowie looks like a chicken?
The haircut, definitely.
A lot of people look like animals to me. That guy definitely looks like a chicken.
No matter which haircut he has.
Yeah. It's just the face. It's the bone structure of the guy. But, geez, Rottweilers. I think Wolfgang's Rottweiler is going to rip apart a person one of these days.
Yeah, he's...
What's his name? The dog.
What is
name?
His name? I always forget.
Fang.
Commandant. Führer, I think his name is... Yeah. Anyway, the guitar show is going on right now for you guitar collectors over there. It's a benefit for AIDS children of Newark, New Jersey. It's being held in Manhattan at the Mary Helper Christian's Church Auditorium, 440 East 12th Street, right across the street from Allen. It's a celebrity block, folks. You can stand outside and see Allen Ginsberg, Richard Hell, and Eddie Gordetsky all come and go from their apartments. Let's see.
Hound's Tips.
Sleepy
Labouf,
the Blue Chieftains, and the Bat Mastersons are at Maxwell's tonight. Over at and we have Sleepy Labouf tickets, and Sleepy Labouf will be calling in at 5 o'clock for our second State of the Vibe report. The Dragsters, the Gas Hounds, and Love Camp 7, and two other bands at the Space at Chase tonight. Ray Charles, if you got like at least $50 to spend, is over at the Blue Note. There's some other stuff going on. Oh, the Senders and about five or six other bands are over at CBGB's. Oh, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom and the Ramones are at the Ritz. So there it is, a genuine
cavalcade of events.
Entertainment.
Of rockdom.
Rockism.
Rockdom. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. We'll be here till 6. And it's time for Blues Hangover.
Oh, good.
Kick it off with a giant in the blues, Guitar Newbit.
With my hook in the water and my cork on top. With my hook in the water and my cork on top. Honey, what can I lose? Yes, with the stuff I got. City Reedy, man, they show bring on the pay. City Reedy, man, they show bring home no pay. City Big Leg Woman, come and take the pay away. Door, 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 door. Oh, Lord, yeah. City Big Leg Woman, come and take the pay away. You better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Why, Nubby? You wake up one evening morning, boy, be a duck your place. Yes, I will. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. We got one more out of clap in Tokyo, please. Maybe you're one, but you come see me sometime. Come see me sometime. Be around me so often I begin to think she might. Yes, I do. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be around me so often I begin to think she might. Oh, yeah. No, 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 no. You know what I mean? So again, today she might
be. Why don't you cook the cake? Indian. I found a way to cook that cake. I found a way to cook extra cake. And come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different. And yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, no, I'm just a finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now.
Don't be baby. Cause if you ever, ever say
say goodbye. I'm gonna ride off and die. Don't get sick, an accident, cause I'm hurt as can be. Now if you got anything to take a hand and get a better life on me, you don't know me, baby, like I know myself. I could live if you should give all the love to someone else. You better get some insurance on me, baby. Take out some insurance on me, baby. But if you ever say goodbye, I'm gonna ride off and die.
Found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crusty, real crispy chick crust. Yeah, and yet it's entirely different. No, no.
This will be a while chicken.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky fried chicken.
Cut it.
You say cut it. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky fried chicken at Church Farm. Yes, tender and juicy. Very good. Okay. Now you have two.
You know my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. Yes, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They knock on my door and they want to borrow something all the time. Borrow the broom, I borrow the mop, they wanna know the time. They borrow the clock, they wanna borrow time and law, then a piece of meat. They wanna borrow some sugar, make the coffee sweet. They wanna borrow some money until payday. They wanna borrow the linen, make the brother pain away. Oh, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door, then they want to borrow something all the time. They wanna watch the fight, try to pay the winner. They borrow my television, come back and get my engine. They borrow the lawn and mow, they borrow the legs and fan. The bag was clean and the garbage can. The bar and knife, fork, spoon, the plate. The bar and counter, also bought it to fuck with the date. Oh, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. You can't knock on my door, letting them want to borrow something all the time. It works. New friend, we want a bar suit to bury grandpa in. I stood up there and I shook my head. So I believe you people would borrow it from the dead. I stepped aside and I said, I walk right in. Cause if I was a devil, you want a bar sin. Oh, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door unless they want a bar something all the time. If it ain't this, it got to be that. If it ain't you, it got to be a hat. Oh, my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to buy something all the time. Get out! The next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. You know my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to buy.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky fried chicken to choose from. My regular recipe?
Catchy.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but yes. Now you have yourself, now you have two kinds of Kentucky fried chicken. Let me get that scratch off without quick looking at it.
Quiet,
please! Real crusty. Real what kind of damn crispy crust.
I'm
on. Holly, put your chips on all your teeth. Bread and butter's good enough for anybody. Bread and butter's good enough for me. Holly, put your kitties on all your teeth. Bread buns good enough for anybody. Bread buns good enough for me. Holly, put your kitties on all your teeth. Bread butter's good enough for anybody. Bread butter's good enough for me. All the tea. Bread butter's good enough for anybody. Bread butter's good enough for me.
It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp. New extra crisp, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. But every bit of single looking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust from first line. I better do it again, huh?
Yes.
Take a man, a red woman, a honey babe, ever be your friend. She was spend all your money, I take the same man back again. You know, I thought to write a letter, I put a telegram, will make it there. All of my money.
Meanwhile, back in the States,
most folks. Oh, it's the Hound. That was this week's Blues Hangover. Frankie Lee Sims, Married Woman. We heard Dr. Ross, Polly Put the Kettle On. Jerry McCain, My Next Door Neighbor. Jimmy Reed, Take Out Some Insurance. And we'll put up with guitar, Nubit, Big Leg Woman. What's a Nubit?
A Nubit, a beautiful name for him.
And a Nubit
guitar.
Yeah. Oh, and in the celebrity news, Lou Costello's brother, Pat Costello, the writer and producer of maybe the greatest TV show ever, The Abbott and Costello Show, and brother of comedian Lou Costello and a former saxophone player with the Paul Whitman Orchestra, died this week. Doesn't say how. Yeah, pretty much. I don't know how he died. He banged his head into the wall till he was dead. That's what he did.
On the happier side.
Sonny Bono has new political aspirations.
Oh, is that
the man who produced Don and Dewey and mayor of Palm Springs is seriously considering upgrading his political seat to the Senate. In California.
Way to go. What do you think, Sonny for president?
Sonny for president.
At the millennium?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Laugh at me, question mark?
Maybe Cheryl will remarry him then.
No, I don't like
55.
Her. Yeah.
We don't like her, but that doesn't mean... Anyway, Joan Jett's 30 today, huh?
Joan Jett, yeah. Well, Roscoe's former boss. 30. Also, there's somebody else's birthday today. I forgot who it was.
Don't know, Tommy Lasorda?
Oh, right, Tommy Lasorda.
Baseball man.
Also 30.
Oh, no, you were probably thinking of Scott Bio.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Scott Bio. Well, you know, the U.S. government has done so well in the drug-dealing business, funding an entire Contra army in the cocaine trade, they decided to go into pimping. I think it's a fine idea.
Mm-hmm.
Seems the Mustang.
They're not already into pimping.
Well, I mean, they're gonna come out in the open with their pimping. The Mustang Ranch, Nevada's oldest and most infamous legal brothel, has been shut down after filing for bankruptcy liquidation. What's become of the world when a whorehouse goes out of business? Just think of all those pimps on welfare now. A trustee says the U.S. government will try to operate the business until it's sold. You know. A lawyer for owner Joe Conforte said yesterday the Internal Revenue Service harassment killed a $5 million deal to sell the bordello with more than 100 bedrooms on a 440-acre ranch just east of Reno and forced it into liquidation in federal bankruptcy court. They owe $13 million in federal taxes. Conforti says the debt is no more than $7 million. The $13 million figure is the Internal Revenue Service. But the government is going to run the business.
Their figures tend to be high.
And I hope they do a darn good job of it.
So it's good they can find a new job for Fawn Hall and all those people they owe. That, you know, what was that? What was the Basin? The title Basin Bombshell. His girlfriend. What was her name? Fanny something or other?
She's living in some trailer somewhere.
You think?
What was her name? I don't remember.
Fanny something or other. Fanny, I don't know.
Here's a good one from another one from Florida. Largo, Florida. Undercover agents swapped 5,000 cases of Coca-Cola for crack cocaine and cash in a sting that led to the arrest of two brothers and the owner of a vending machine company. Police say the sting began last month with a modest deal, 4 smoked hams and a metal grinder for $50. That's how things got rolling.
Jeez. At that rate, they'll own Manhattan.
Listen to this. It ended Wednesday after agents from an interagency task force traded 2 truckloads of classic coke for 350 pieces of crack cocaine and $13,000 in cash.
Had to be classic coke.
So they went after these guys. They wanted to do a buy, but it turns out they were more interested in, receiving stolen property. So, the guy said, Cleveland Hill is the guy's name, said he'll take all the soda we can give him, but classic Coke is what he really was interested in.
Wouldn't go for the
me too.
Wouldn't go for the diet stuff, huh?
No way, man. He went for the advertising.
Let's try to. We're about 12 minutes to vibe time. Let's try to get in some of the big request items, the greatest hits set, and then we'll come back for the vibe report, and we'll kick it off. A lot of requests for this Louis Jordan, but the real star of this one is Mickey Guitar Baker.
hit your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
This is a hit!
Bye.
I let her know that I'm a loving man. I let her know that I'm a loving man. That loving, loving all for me. That baby wouldn't let me. That baby took it in my hand. That loving me. That loving heart, no, no, no. That baby wouldn't let me. Oh,
well, I'm a hard-bought people, fancy car, driving booze, big four toes, a lot of things,
even down to the wedding ring. Even
It's the Hound, and that was Carl Perkins, her love rubbed off.
CP in his wig hat.
Yeah. We heard the Mellow Drops, Meet Me in the Alley, Sally. The Carroll Brothers and Red Hot. And we opened up with Louis Jordan, Mickey Guitar Baker, remake of Caledonia, 1956. And that's about four of our biggest request items.
Pleasing you.
Of the last 5 years. Yeah.
The way we do.
Yep. You got a little. What do you got there, Dan?
We need a little fill-in story before the...
I got it.
This is perfect pre-vibe story. Medina, Illinois.
That's not Madonna.
Medina. A golfer died. Two of Roscoe's favorite things here in one story. A golfer died after being stung inside the mouth by a bee that was in his beer bottle.
Okay.
Officer.
It's vibe time.
Beer and golf.
Yeah.
Is he here? You heard the beer and golf.
Roscoe, you there?
Yes, sir, Mr. Hound. I am here.
How you doing there, kid?
Pretty good.
You down at the guitar show?
Well, we were over at the guitar show, and it was so crowded that we had to bail. There's a lot of gear in there, and I didn't want to step on anybody's grill cloth. So we're over at the official bar of the New York Guitar Show, Brownies.
Hey.
We're thinking about having a red eye. You ever had a red eye?
What's that? Is that what the...
It's a Texas thing.
Oh, that's not hard cider and something else?
No, it's beer with tomato juice.
Oh,
one for me, Roscoe.
Dan, you sound positively high fidelity.
Thank you.
I've been working on it.
Yeah, I've got the red eye, actually.
Right, the Hound.
Yeah.
Popeye Hound.
Aww. So, what's...
Sally, I barely recognized you with your foul weather gear on.
Oh, I know. That's my camouflage.
You're all buttoned up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's unbuttoned considerably since we've stepped inside.
Uh-oh.
She was sewing her straps up before.
So, we're over at Brownie's, the guitar show, which is on today and tomorrow at 440 East...
12th Street,
in between A and 1st, is kind of happening this year. Not a lot of sunburst, but what I'd say the the real deal going this year is there's a lot of amps down there for reasonable money.
Oh, yeah?
There's a lot of overpriced guitars, including the guy who, to me, has the finest vintage shop that I've ever seen in the whole world of all my travels. This place, Axe in Hand from DeKalb, Illinois, where I bought a lot of stuff that's right near my home base of Batavia. He's there, and he's got the whole that balcony stage area.
Wow.
But it's pretty happening, and including one of the finest deals I've ever seen. There's quite a few reasonably priced super reverbs, you know, 65s. There's a guy who's got Silvertone Twin 12s in the box for under $250, brand new, 25 years old.
Wow.
You know, it's pretty happening.
Neil Young had one of those Silvertone doubles when we saw him at the World that time.
Right, when he was doing his blues schmooze.
Yeah.
But that one, his was a special model. It was actually, it was the same head as the Twin 12, only with six 10s in the bottom. Count them. Six.
All right. Hey, what do you got going on in the background there?
Well, we got Roy Clark and who's these other guys?
Roy Clark is there?
Built Buck Trent. It's a bluegrass Yngwie type thing.
Scary.
It's happening, you know. So that's kind of today's vibe. I'm trying to remember if there's any other stuff. What else is going on? What's out there?
Rain, mud, the smell, the darkness.
You guys must have high listenership today, being bad weather.
Yeah. They're calling in from all over today.
That's what we pray for.
Oh, by the way, Bob Turner called and said her name was Fanny Fox, and Fanny Fox can now be found on the corner of 4th Avenue and 10th Street in Manhattan.
So where does that relate to?
We were trying to remember the name of various women that the government can put to work since the government now took over the Mustang Whorehouse in Reno.
So I saw that on some 60 Minutes type show that was on last night.
Yeah, so all these big politicos can put their backdoor mamas to work.
Right.
Help save the government from its trillion-dollar debt.
Well, they ought to just put Mustang Ranches in franchises.
Yeah, really.
You know, McDonald's.
Have you seen the McDonald's all the way down by Wall Street that has like a doorman with tails and gloves, and they serve espresso and stuff like that?
No, but I read about one, which is a Pioneer McDonald's that has they have no paper products in the place. All your food is served on plates that get washed, and jukeboxes and stuff like that.
Ooh.
It was kind of like that one that I was in Sweden that had the wooden paneling all over the place. That was kind of nice.
Yeah, really?
Well, I knew where I was in the right place when I saw the McDonald's garbage two blocks away everywhere. So what else is the vibe, I'm thinking? Well, I'm a happier guy than I've been in the last few days.
Well, I do that.
That's good.
I'm into my store worried about you there, Sco.
Well, you know, my mind was troubled.
Well, we can tell, but I'm glad to hear you're all right.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Good deal.
So, we hope to see you this evening. This will be the official bar of the New York Guitar Show. And there will also be reception for the two pretty French girls, Pom and Sylvia, at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Maybe you guys can make the tail end of that.
At the Space of Chase, Wild Kingdom, and Ramones at Ritz. The Senders are at CBGB's, and Ray Charles is at the Blue Note.
Oh, cool.
Choose your poison.
And some dick in the remote.
Oh, that's next week. That's next week. Mr. Thing's playing here next week. Nice big jump is playing.
Did you see your booch?
He's right here. Would you like a word with him?
Put him on.
Here you go.
Yo, what up?
What did you choose for your acronym cocktail, Bruce?
Well, I've had three harps and a complimentary shot of, like, some kind of peppermint schnapps, I guess.
Mmm.
It's pretty nice. It's good for the breathing.
Your usual, you mean.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So how are things at the guitar show? You working hard?
I'm with Roscoe on this one. Yeah, I am working hard, but it's more like a sleep deprivation experiment than anything else, Dick, right? You know, I get there, like, at 6:45, and, like, I have to, you know, especially after 2 days, it's doing you-know-what. It's a little hard to handle, but...
What?
What?
Well, because my legs hurt, man, and I gotta, like, sort of You ever see that movie Midnight Express, the Turkish prison movie?
With a whap and the guy across the feet?
Well, no. You know, when he winds up in, like, the insane asylum in the end, and they're all walking around and around and around, right? And I keep walking the other way, and they keep, like, sort of patting me on the back and go, no, 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 the other way.
Ooh.
It's a little peculiar. The floor space is at a premium, folks. You know, you potential shoppers out there, floor space is at a premium. But Roscoe's word goes, man. The amp thing is happening, and it's all pretty cool. You know, nobody's carved anybody else up yet, so.
Well, if you see a reasonably priced super champ, you might want to leave it out on the sidewalk for me. We'll drive by.
I don't know. I see a lot of, like, really super fine late 60s Lake Placid Blue Fender Telecaster type items, and I'm really starting to, like, try to think about maybe starting some kind of incident to sufficiently distract the owners to, you know, liberate them.
Maybe you'll see the one you lost.
Hey, what do you got for the vibe for the VOM set, man?
We couldn't figure it out. You know, we do have this A-Bones tape from last week, but we haven't had a chance to listen to it.
Well, now, don't run that unpreviewed. You don't have Eldorado hanging around, do you?
No. My copy of Eldorado is at Roscoe's house. I think what we're going to do is we're going to skip the VOM and do a sanctified guitar evangelism.
How about it?
How about it, huh?
Indeed. Roscoe recommends Love and Only Love from the new Neil.
Mm.
I just advise you all and, like, the radio listeners everywhere not to spook the horse, okay?
Okay, Bruce.
Clear enough? I got to go.
Aloha.
Later, Bruce.
Dude, I love that laugh.
That's
a good cackle. You got to love it.
Yeah.
So, I've got not too much to add to that.
Okay, guy, well.
I just long for the days when we used to make the sound at the end of the vibe report.
Yeah, right.
Didn't you cart that up, huh?
Yeah, but I couldn't get it on a cart. Yeah, I got to get it on a cart.
Okay, well,
aloha.
On the count of three, jam.
Aloha, Roscoe.
One, two, three.
That's it. State of the vibe report from our boy Roscoe. What else is going
on? The bar.
Where's my sound?
Around the corner.
There's my sound. All right. Oh, so they're over at the guitar show. We are going to skip the VOM set today because I basically only like about five things, and I'm sick of them all today. Next week we'll come back and we'll do an extra VOM for you. So we got this. We're gonna, because we got all this other trash to get to. We got Sleepy with Beef at five. We got our guitar evangelists. We got the rock and roll for brain damage. We got a lot of other 45s sitting around here and some
more
questions.
Can do without the VOM set
for one week. Yeah. So let's kick this one off. We got Reverend Charlie Jackson of Louisiana all queued up over here. Let's hit it. Two, three.
Charlie.
Wake up, Reverend.
Lord, I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home.
night, my friends. 7:30. God have given Pastor a message of faith for you. A message of faith for you. The devil have gone far enough. The devil have gone far enough. Prayer warriors, meet me on my knees, on your knees, Friday night at 7:30. And listen now, my friends, the prayer tower is open. The prayer tower is open right now. You that need prayer, my God, the prayer team are sitting by the telephones right now to pray the prayer of faith for you.
On there a dream, on there a dream of glory beyond the dark. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother was dark, but the light came at last and flooded my soul with gleam. True that this life heals by clouds o'cast, for death is only a dream. On the dream, on the dream of glory beyond the dark. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, of all time, thought doing this life, how shall I cross the dark? For Jesus has given me gracious relief, for death is only a dream. Only a dream. Only a dream. All glory beyond the dark sea. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, I've seen through the veil clear across to the bank of that beautiful stream, where faint or a bad forever lost, for death is only a dream. Only a dream. Only a dream of glory beyond the dark. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, tell father, I've seen that bright hope that God gave his son to redeem. I know he will faithfully stand at his post, for death is only a dream. Only a dream.
Yes, he'd be in service this morning.
And you obeyed.
Yes, I did. So the pastor just prayed for me. And I came this morning. And I feel in my body that God has delivered me. And he the son for you, mama.
Somebody praise the Lord.
I'm
soon. I shall be traveling soon. Enemy is always bad. Up past the farthest star, heaven gets a job. Riding through there. Oh, if you're ashamed of me, you have no ought to be. You better have a good. There's too much time to find. You sure want to be left behind while I go sailing through the air. I'm going to take a man
in my watch,
yeah. I'm going to
What did the Lord do for you today, honey?
God brought me back to the house of the Lord once again with me and my son. My mother brought me here, and I feel that God has touched me.
You believe God done touched you?
He has touched me.
Somebody give the Lord a hand clap.
Oh, yes. Hey! Thank you.
and my brothers, my subject for this evening is the world is in a hell of a fix. This whole world is in a hell of a fix. We are living in perilous times. We're living in times when the racketeer and the bandit and the bootlegger and the false pretender and the hypocrite in the amen corner have got this old world in a hell of a fix. Men have turned their backs on God. God is calling. God is calling. The world is upside down. I say to you, my brothers and my sisters, this hard time that we're having in the world with millions out of work, with worldwide depression, unrest, is because this old world is in a hell of a fix. And you better get right with God. You better get right, my brothers and my sisters, because we're living in the last days. We're living in these perilous times when men desire more pleasure than they do more God. I'm saying to you today, my brothers and my sisters, let me warn you, get right with God. For this world that you're living in, this town is in a hell of a fix, and you better get right with God.
You got to move. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Well, you got to move. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Tell the high. Tell the low, tell the rich, tell the poor. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. 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 When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You may be crippled, cannot walk, maybe blind. Cannot see. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. Oh, 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 hey, 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 hey. I got to move. I got to move. I got to move. And I'm glad about it. Hey, Lord, I got to move. Yeah, I got to move. I tell Lord, I got to move. Oh, when the Lord is ready, oh, I got to move. Yeah, the world. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You got to move. Hey. Oh, no. When the Lord gets ready, you got to move. You may be crippled. You cannot walk. You may be blind, but you cannot see. When the Lord gets ready,
and meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. That was the two gospel keys. You've got to move. We heard Reverend Lewis Overstreet and the Congregation of St. Luke Powerhouse Church of God in Christ with Yale Lower.
Good name for a church.
Reverend Utah Smith with Take a Trip on the Gospel Ship. The Guitar Evangelist with Death is a Dream. That was supposedly Hank Williams' favorite song.
One of my favorite songs.
And we opened up with Reverend Charlie Jackson, Morning Train. That was recorded like 2 years ago.
Right. Really? We're stunned.
Yeah.
Beachless. I know.
That's amazing,
that,
right?
Yeah.
Some of the, I mean, like two gospel keys, that comes from like 1931, and Charlie Jackson comes from like 1988, I think.
Spanning the generations.
Yeah, pretty much sounds the same, right?
88, where was that recorded?
Somewhere in northern Louisiana, one of those little hamlets, parishes, you know, a place without much of a name. Oh, did you... you catch any of the from the entertainment desk, Frank Sinatra's letter to George Michael?
No, I did read that. It's brilliant.
Seems George Michael he is whimpering about this. He hopes to reduce the strain of his celebrity status. Now Frank got all upset about this, being a man of the people and not far from his Hoboken upbringing. Frank got upset, saying that Frank wrote him a little letter saying he should be grateful for the chance to do what tons of gifted youngsters all over the world would shoot their grandma for. Come on, George.
What a way with words.
Yeah, here's an excerpt from the letter printed in the paper the other day. Come on, George, loosen up. Swing, man. Dust off those gossamer wings and fly to the moon of your choice and be grateful to carry the baggage we've all had to carry since those lean nights of sleeping on buses and helping the driver unload the instruments. So no, I doubt George Michael ever did that. You know, maybe like a DX7 or something. And no more about that talk about the tragedy of fame. The tragedy of fame is when no one shows up and you're singing to the cleaning lady in some empty joint that hasn't seen a paying customer since St. Swithin's Day. And you're nowhere near that. You're the top dog or the top rung or the top ladder called stardom, which in Latin means thanks to the fans who were there when it was lonely.
In Latin.
In Latin.
Frank Latin.
Thanks,
you
Frank.
Got it, don't you?
Those who have talent must hug it, embrace it, nurture it, and share it, lest it be taken away from you as fast as it was loaned to you. Trust me, I've been there. Hey.
How can you not trust
sure
Frank?
Told George.
Yeah, well.
That's good. That was in the paper?
Yeah, that was in the paper.
But, Frank took time out. That's
to write a letter.
Yeah, well.
To the little dweeb.
Yeah, a little dweeb whining about how tough it is. So don't make any more records. I don't mind. I'll let you off the hook,
but
George.
Yeah, Sally does.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll even lend you my razor. Oh, boy. Coming up a little later, we still have our Does Rock and Roll Cause Brain Damage set. We have Hillbillies in Outer Space. And hopefully Sleepy the Beef will be calling in any second.
Oh, yeah.
If he's on time.
The Beefster.
Yeah. We have all kinds of weird missed cues because of my my little eye problem. I had to go to the doctor, so, you know, trying to...
Yeah, Hound's Eye at radio's, well, it's not a gag.
Sleepy calling his agent, his agent calling Todd calling me, and then back again in circles. So hopefully we got this all worked out.
Did the Beefster's Cadillac break down? Or it just did too much details to work
Sleepy's
out?
He's tired.
Sleepy's, I just think they were coming in from somewhere last night. He's just on the road all the time.
Right.
We do have tons of Sleepy LaBeef records here. And we also have the world debut of the new legendary Stardust Cowboy record.
Whoa. That's been a while,
won't
right?
be released for a while. Yeah, it's been about 6 years since his last one, and it was about 18 years before that, from the last one before that. But that'll be out soon, and that'll be in our Brain Damage set, of course.
He's been working on Bruce Springsteen on this one,
no,
right?
Toto.
Toto.
Actually, he's been working with Billy Miller on this one.
All right.
Did anybody catch the think piece on Betty Page in the Post the other day? Aren't you glad the Post didn't go out of business? Well, I'm glad that our pal Greg Thigston got a plug for his magazine, The Betty Pages, which is a cool magazine, and Movie Star News got a plug, because you can go over to Movie Star News on 18th Street and buy all the Betty Page memorabilia you want. But what I'm mad about is, remember when before they had Mojo Guitars, Chris was working for that other guy that used to play at Nose, and they had the New York Guitar Shop on 14th Street?
Oh, yeah, Kenny.
Well, that was Irvin Claw's old office where all the Betty Page photos were taken and all that. And Irvin Claw's door was still there. And of course, everybody wanted the door, and the guy who owned the place wouldn't let anybody take it. And then he went bankrupt. He closed. He moved out, and nobody got to get the door. It might still be there.
It probably still is.
We go in there with a crowbar and grab it.
Yeah.
Irvin Claw's door. Put it on the front of my house. I don't know.
Do people know who Irvin Claw is? You might want to know.
Irvin Claw is the photographer who took all those amazing Betty Page photos. Betty Page, the most famous of all 50s.
The vision.
Pin-up and bondage models.
The man with the vision. Here, yeah. Put this in your mouth and put your wrists here. And she suffered for a lot of those pictures, right?
She always looked so happy to do it in the pictures. But.
Well, I mean, it was part of her job. She understood that, but...
Yeah, well, we all suffer for our art.
Isn't that true?
Well, from the William Tell desk.
I'm not even going to touch that one.
We got Billy here. Up. A little Billy story.
Yeah, from the William Tell desk. William Burroughs has a new record out, Dead City Radio, on the Island label. I guess it's all spoken word stuff. And he is one of the few writers who can read his stuff and make it sound great.
That's
but,
true.
The publicity shot depicts the 76-year-old, as he's called here, a multimedia artist, standing pistol in hand in front of a wall covered with targets. And a spokesperson for his label said it was Burroughs' idea. And, of course, Burroughs, author of a dozen pretty great, about half a dozen great books and about a dozen pretty bad ones, did shoot his wife in the head while trying to shoot a bottle off her head down in Mexico in the 1950-something. No, 40-something, 49, 50, something like that. Yeah. Hope he's a better shot now than he was then.
Well, he's been practicing.
We have a copy of that. We have the CD copy of that here at the station, but almost every selection is marked "Do Not Play" because of the filthy lyrics.
Actually, there was a little item in here. I guess
Allen Ginsberg. Yeah,
somebody ran into Allen Ginsberg.
Nobody can read his stuff over the air.
He was in such a down mood. And he said radio stations are afraid to read his poems on the air anymore, even late at night, because the FCC might clamp down on him.
Yeah.
He remembers the 50s. Did that go to the Supreme Court?
How?
That was a big obscenity deal.
Naked Lunch went to the Supreme Court.
Hal wasn't a part of that?
I don't know. There might have been.
There was a court.
I don't remember, actually.
He was in court on that, I believe.
But I know he testified for Naked Lunch. I don't know. I mean, you know, if they can ban a Two Live Crew record, then they can ban a book, then they can ban anything they want. But I like I do think the Two Live Crew are pretty cool. I like it. I don't like that last album that much, but the one before that.
Well, you've been on stage two or three times that I've seen you, and that was one of your cover songs, right?
We Want, the one I can't even say it on the air. We Want Some...
Octopussy.
Yeah. That's a... that was one of my favorites to do. Me and Roscoe. We split the house on that one.
So to speak.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where Sleepy is. Let's just go... You know what? We got to give away some tickets for Sleepy LaBeef. And he's playing tonight at Maxwell. So anybody want two tickets, and you got to want to go tonight. Don't enter the contest if you don't want to go. You know, at Maxwell's in Hoboken, it's on Washington Street. So if you can name the movie, and we've asked this one already once, so somebody should know it. If you can name the movie that Sleepy LaBeef plays a swamp monster in, call 678-7743, and you will win one pair of tickets to see Sleepy LaBeef. But let's just probably got one queued up by him, so we're going to play it all the time.
See if we can conjure him.
That number again, 678-7743, area code 201.
That's the woman of mine. How much I love that the woman of mine, of your love, I'll never find. And I want her with me all the time. What would I give to have her now? What would I give to have her now? I'd give my life, it's no good no how. If I can't have her with me all the time, well, if you see her, please tell her for me. Her sugar daddy full of misery. I wanna see her when the sun goes down. I'll be looking all over town, cause I can't stop my crazy heart. No, I can't stop my crazy heart. It feels just like it'll break apart. If I can't have her with me all the time. Well, if you see a piece of telephone, make her sure. sun goes down, I'll be looking all over town, cause I can't stop my crazy heart. No, I can't stop my crazy heart. It feels just like it'll break apart if I can't have her with me all the time.
Well, I love you, baby, but I understand a two-time woman I just can't stand. Well, you put me down, now turn to loose. If I hang around, you cook my goose.
We don't have a winner yet, so I'll ask the question again. And, you know, we've asked this one before, so you guys should remember it. You get two tickets to see Sleepy LaBeouf tonight over at Maxwell's in Hoboken. What movie did Sleepy LaBeouf play a monster in? And the area code 201-678-7743. By the way, correction, the Manitoba's Wild Kingdom Ramones double bill at the Ritz is October 8th in 2 weeks. I don't know how I screwed that one up. Sorry about that. So if we don't get a winner soon, we'll ask an easier question, I guess. But what movie did he play a monster in? 678-7743. Oh, here I am. I was on the phone. We got one winner. Let's see if this next person's a winner, too, and we'll give away both pairs of tickets. We'll take them on the air. How do we do this again? You
got an answer?
Yeah, I got an answer.
Okay, what's your answer?
The exotic one.
You also are a winner. I'm going to put you on hold, and when we get off a mic, we'll take your name down, and you can go, because if we give your name out over the air, then someone will swipe them.
Great.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
The exotic ones.
I got myself recorded.
Yep.
The exotic ones, featuring Sleepy LaBeouf as a swamp monster. I'm sorry, Dan.
I did not know that one.
Yeah, I knew that. We heard Sleepy doing Tore Up, Turn Me Loose, and All the Time. I don't know where he is. He's probably maybe stuck in traffic. We're going to go right into Hillbilly Hangover, today's theme being Hillbillies in Outer Space, and we'll start it off with Bill Hogan. Shake It Over Sputnik.
Well, a bunch of brains from across the pond came to America to help our native sons on a stormy night, 1958. Down in Rocket City, history was made. Everybody went crazy, shut the town. Sirens went away with a rocking sound. Mayor of the city let down his hat, throwing shooting firecrackers on the courthouse square. Well, go over, Mr. Mundy. You got a man's room, yeah. Shake it over, Sputnik, for the U.S. moon. Rocking round the globe at a terrible pace. Alabama's contribution to the Congress of Space. Me and my babies stayed up late while the Jupiter sea dropped into space. Go over, Mr. Mundy. You got to make room, yeah. Shake it over, Sputnik, for the Rocket City moon. Jumping around all over the sky, you can make much love to your sweetie pie. Moonbeam from the heavens enticed in romance. She got a heart full of love, you don't have to ask. High top the mountain of money, say no. Everybody's getting ready for a ride to go. They're making reservations, gonna leave here soon. Gonna roll and rock to the big bright moon. Well, go over, Mr. Mutnick, you gotta make room, yeah. Shake it over, Sputnik, for the U.S. moon. Rocking round the floor at a terrible face. Alabama's contribution to the conquest of space. Me and my baby stayed up late while the Jupiter sea popped into space. Move it over, Mr. Mutnick, you gotta make room, yeah. Shake it over, Sputnik, for the rocket city moon.
Want to remind you to tune us in each and every Saturday morning on WEAK Radio 1750 on your dial. That's up in the right-hand corner for 15 minutes of good old country music. I'll be there along with the right-hand man, Wichita.
They say we're behind in this rocket race. Well, up in Washington, they started thinking they needed the cat with the Hot Rod Lincoln. Because he was half in the Hot Rod race, the Hot Rod Lincoln and the Burlington Chase. Pass the Russians as our battle cry, or they'll rule the world as well as the sky. Now, the kid that was driving that hopped-up hack turned 21 just a while back. He got a letter from his Uncle Sam. He hopped in his rod, says, here I am. Down at Canaveral not long after that, who should have seen but the Hot Rod Cat? Boarded the missile with a smile on his face and knew right then there was going to be a race. Well, the hatch was shut on his channel rod. I heard him sing out to a gathered crowd, don't stand too close when I throttle her back. Man, this rod is mean, like there ain't no slack. When the countdown came later that day, he blasted off. He was up and away. Screamed off the pad with his hot machine, wasting no time pouring on the steam. Then all of a sudden, away up ahead, he spied a Russian in his rocket red. He pushed the button and gave her a blast and went into orbit, and I do mean fast. Fast old Jupiter headed for Mars, clipping them off up there in the stars, coming up fast away out in space like man they was having a rocket race. Race as long as it's done in the proper place. He gave her a blast to make her unwind. He was gaining fast, coming up from behind. He was humming along at a frantic clip, because there was no speed limit on this trip. The captain of Lincoln was taking a ride, and him and that Russian was side by side. There wasn't a cloud out there in space. Him and that Sputnik was having a race. He figured that he could get enough force to steer the Russian off of his course. Heading for the sun was good and hot, so he blasted off just one more pot. He's over beside him and crowded him out. Sure enough, the Russian had to turn it about. Countries are betting and the stakes are high on just who is going to rule the sky. Now, this is not the end of this here race, because that hot rod cat's still out in space. We haven't heard lately, but we will soon. That hot rod cat's headed for the moon. Time stands still when you're out in space, but man, we're having a rocket race.
Is everybody having a good time? All right. Burford. Burford, see if you can get my hand back there. I wish they wouldn't do that. I don't know. Sleep with my son. And the traveling salesman said, "Excuse me, farmer, I'm in the wrong joke." All right, all right.
Oh, would you like to ride in my rocket to the moon?
Rocket to the moon, rocket to the moon.
Would you like to ride in my rocket to the moon?
Rocket to the moon, rocket to the moon.
have to hold tight, baby, while I go in my spin.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr.
Yes, hold tight, baby, while I go in my spin.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
You love the new world that I'm gonna take you in.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
We'll take off for a star, and the moon is not too far.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
We'll take off for a star, and the moon is not too far.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
We'll ride and glide and be so satisfied.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Stand by, stand by. The rocket is ready to fly. That you're my girl. When we fly through the sky and go out of this world. Well, we rip it and we'll dip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll rip it and we'll dip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll flip it and we'll whip it
on the rocket to the moon.
We'll ride and glide and feel so satisfied. On the trip we'll be soon on my rocket to the moon.
Rocket to the moon, rocket, Mr. Moon.
Mighty fine, mighty fine. That's mighty fine. We right proud to be talking about Ernie down at Ernie's Egg Market. Remember Ernie for all your egg needs. Ernie's got A1 large, B1 large, B2 large, and they can't be too large. All right. Remember, Ernie's got little baby chicks for sale and little baby pee-pees. Before they're chicks, they're pee-pees, and before they're pee-pees, they're eggs. And that brings us back to Ernie. Remember the old question, what was here first, the egg or Ernie? All right, all right. Ernie's still open late on Friday nights, and you can get cracked eggs at half price after 7 o'clock p.m. at night.
Somewhere out in the world there is a gal for me. I'd like to find and make you mine. How happy we would be. We wouldn't need a moonlight night to sit outdoors and spoon, 'cause I would buy a rocket ship and take you to the moon. We would have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You could make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. We'd sit on top of the universe with no one else around. I'd reach right up and pick the stars and make you a pretty crown. I'd place it on your little head and kiss your smiling lips as we glided out through space upon the rocket ship. We would have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You could make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Sprinkle stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. Go strolling arm in arm along the Milky Way. We would visit every planet on our wedding day. We would laugh and love, sweetheart, and you could be my wife. We would find the land of love out there in paradise. Have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. I'd take my old guitar along and we could softly croon on our journey through the sky and headed for the moon.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. And that's Hillbilly Hangover. Hillbillies in outer space where they belong. With Hank Snow, Honeymoon on a Rocket Ship. Moon Mullican, Rocket to the Moon. Bill Thomas, The Sputnik Story. Charlie Ryan with Hot Rod Rocket. And we open up with Billy Hogan, Shake It Over. And I think Sleepy's a no-show, you know what?
Yeah, Sleepy, maybe Sleepy.
Cross Signals. Well, you know, I'm not going to get mad at him because he's about seven times my size. I think he's like the only white guy in music that I think could take me. So we'll forgive you, Sleep. Go out and see him, though. He's great. He's really fantastic, and he made lots of great records. But live, he really does. He's more smoky than Sleepy. It's PSA time, folks.
Right.
This is an important message for all men over the age of 40. The most common cancer of American men, prostate cancer, is often ignored. Yet it will claim 30,000 lives this year. But there is good news. Prostate cancer can be cured if detected early, and it can be treated even during the later stages. The Mountainside Hospital is offering free prostate exams for men over the age of 40. And pre-registration is required, though, to register. Call the Mountainside Hospital. Where is that? In Montclair, New Jersey, at 429-6133. That's 429-6133. Be nice to your butthole, and it'll be nice to you. Public service announcement from the Hound and his butthole.
Don't forget that one.
Can we quote you on that?
Yeah, you can quote me on that. Oh, also, I did announce, in case you didn't know, I did announce the Wild Kingdom Ramones show for tonight. It's not tonight. It's 2 weeks from tonight at the Ritz. But Wild Kingdom played last night at CBGB's. If you'd like to set the way back and go to that. Then we have the Dragsters at the Chase Manhattan Bar on 3rd Avenue and 12th Street. The Senders are at CBGB's. Ray Charles is at the Blue Note. You're going to spend a minimum of $50 in that place, so don't go if you're poor. The guitar show is still going on. It'll be going on tomorrow. It's a charity thing, and it's at 4:30-something. It's 12th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue in the basement of the church. Il Bruch and Roscoe holding down court, along with our pal Chris from Mojo Guitars, and Chris T is there, and a whole bunch of folks.
Tons of tech.
You got any more news there, Denois?
As a matter of fact.
This is Den and Hound's Excellent Adventure.
Sally,
whipping up those pots and pans.
Yeah, rattling them.
Looking good.
The moose desk.
Oh, well, let's move right in with moose and squirrel moose.
You go first, Den.
Okay. Detroit, Motor City. A video clip that refers to foreign pickup trucks by a term of contempt for homosexuals will be deleted from a product exhibit. How did you know? You read this story. From a product exhibit for Chevrolet dealers, General Motors Corporation said. Video presentation composed of clips from 90 hours of taped interviews with 500 Chevrolet owners contains one from a farmer who says he prefers full-size pickups.
What happened to the Chevy? Nobody listens to Wild Girl here? Who cares? Never mind.
Here's the quote. There isn't no foreign company that makes any decent working pickup. It's either going to be big or some little faggot truck.
Oh, that's the word they didn't like?
That's the word they did not like.
I have trouble with that truck word too, because, you know, growing up faggot didn't refer to homosexual. It just meant anybody who wasn't cool, who was kind of like a nerd. So it kind of carried over, and whenever I say it on the radio, some angry gay people call, but
you've avoided saying it since it's taken on a new meaning.
Yeah, since it's taken on that meaning,
I haven't
really
heard.
Wouldn't want to offend anybody, but I have trouble with that
since
one too.
When?
Well, that's
I wouldn't want to offend anybody by by their sexual preference or anything like that. I don't like to offend lots of people, but...
For other reasons.
Yeah, for reasons of things they choose to do.
There you go. Chevrolet exec Bob Beerley said an outside production company shot the videotape, adding, here's a good quote, sort of what you just said, there's probably no reason for us to offend any person or group.
Yeah.
And duh. But I guess how did that get past the editing
A bunch
staff?
Of dealers, like 6,000 dealers, did see this thing as a training film or whatever. Sally?
Okay.
We got something from the Moose Desk,
waiting for Bullwinkle.
Yeah, where are all those Bullwinkle videos? Disney was supposed to put them out for last Christmas, right?
Yeah, they failed to release a set of vintage Rocky and Bullwinkle shows last spring, as expected. And you'll have to wait till February of next year to get your hands on the 6 cassettes of classic cartoons. Quote, the tapes were in pretty bad shape and it's taken longer than expected to restore them, explains a Disney rep, who also admits, people have been calling about the Bullwinkle tapes like crazy, asking when, and asking what do we do about Moose and Squirrel.
I heard they were going to restore some edited out S&M scenes of Boris and Natasha that they had found in Jay Ward's vault when he died.
Cool.
These are going to be like the CD, little extra bonus.
Well, yeah, for the
track.
Home cassette, you know, not for TV, I think. We have another Moose story?
Yeah, just call them party animals. A 700-pound loose moose in Spokane, Washington.
Who weighed the moose?
Good question.
You see two reporters dragging the moose over to the scale?
Just hoisted him up there. The loose moose feasted on green beans and tomato plants in a backyard garden, inspiring an impromptu block party. Woo! Yeah, about 100 curious neighbors gulped popcorn and swilled beer for 4 hours as they watched officers in Louise Clausen's garden
try to arrest the moose.
End the bash. I think they probably had a few beers, too, if it took them 4 hours. Washington wildlife agents fired two tranquilizer darts that sedated the critter. The sedated animal was hauled away in a horse trailer and released on Mount Spokane, 50 miles away from the veggies. You know, I saw a moose once when I was camping. I woke up and there was a moose standing over me, and they are really huge.
Yeah, nothing scarier than a bull moose. I think, unless it's a bear.
I would have a party if there was a moose in my garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would, as long as he didn't charge.
Yeah, I think I'd be more afraid of a bear.
A bear is scarier than a moose, but a bear you can smell. But bears get close to people. My famous bear story, I was peeing against a big garbage dumpster, and this bear popped out of it.
Of the dumpster?
As I ran to the car, I got, jumped in the back of the car, and then when it got out of the dumpster, it wasn't that big of a bear, but...
It doesn't really matter.
This was in a state park or
sharp
something?
Claws.
No, it was like next to a bar in North Carolina. Yeah, literally. Really? It was like near woods and stuff, but, bears, they're... Hungry bear, they'll go for anything just about, including you.
Especially a nice, juicy hound.
Yeah. All right, we got a set here of, Billy Miller turned me onto this tape of something he'll be putting out soon, which is...
This is The Ledge?
The new Legendary Stardust Cowboy record. The Ledge has moved from Las Vegas to California, and he's on to Mach 3 of his career. And if you ever get a chance, hopefully someday it'll be published in book form, My Story by The Legendary Stardust Cowboy is one of the most touching... rock and roll memoirs of all time. It really is a great thing. I don't know where you'd get one. I got one sent to me in the mail by his last record company. But hopefully someday someone will publish it with a nice, lots of photos and stuff. It's amazing.
You could bring your copy out and we could do a little few extra.
We could read the whole thing. Yeah, it's really long. But okay, so we got the new one from The Ledge and this inspired me. We'll just play a whole set of guys who obviously are brain damaged. And oddly enough, quite a few of them are signed in Norton Records. I don't know what that means. But here's the new Ledge record. It won't be out for a while, so...
For the California beat.
Here, I'll ruin it for the bootleggers now.
Dad! My babies then reheat. We're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
We'll be right back. figures, no horn blowers, no horn blowers. What is this?
Hey, trumpet ears, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
No, sir.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some music.
What? She's in town? Hot Skillet Mama is in town? What? Really? She still stayed at the same place? Yeah! Hot skillet mama, I love you. Hot skillet mama, need you. Hot skillet mama, please. Hot skillet mama, come and see you. Hot skillet mama, on the way. Hot skillet mama, on the way. I'm coming, yeah, coming. Hot skillet mama, I'm coming, baby, coming. Hot skillet mama. I open the door. Down the stairs. Into my car. Ah! Walked up the stairs. Not so hot to your mama door. Nobody answered. Mm-hmm. At the door. Now father on the door. Nobody answered. At the door. Now father on the door. And then she opened the door. And she was inside there with a meal. And I said to her, hot skillet mama, I love you. Hot skillet mama, I love you. Hot skillet mama, I need you. Hot skillet mama, please. Hot skillet mama, want you. Hot skillet mama, gotta have you. Come on, baby, come on. Hot skillet mama. Come on, hey, come on. Hot skillet mama. There she was. standing there. My heart stood at mama. Her lips was like a hippopotamus lips. Her nose was like an elephant's snout. Her hair was kinchy dochy, and you bet not try to comb it. Her jaws hung down by her knees. But most of all, she was built like an old base film. And I said to her, hot skin mama, love it. Hot skin mama, need it. Hot skin mama, please. Hot skin mama, want it. Hot skin mama, gotta have it. Hot skin mama, baby. Hot skin mama. Hot skin mama. Hot skin mama. Hot skillet mama, hot skillet mama, hot, hot skillet mama.
This is a hit.
Two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. Gonna rock around the clock tonight. A pretty bad night song, and don't get hung. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes wrong. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound. So I said a brain damage to rock and roll. They do make good records, right? The mentally ill. Next star, Petrified. Too bad you could. Too bad they should really douse every Jack Star album jacket with that special cologne he wears.
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you remember that from the car? Were you in the caddy with him? Ode de Pew. Trezzo, Rock Around the Clock. Yoko Hammond with Sun Ra and his Cosmic Orchestra, Hot Skillet Mama. Hazel Atkins from his new LP, Peanut Butter Rock and Roll and the Slop. And we open up with the legendary Stardust Cowboy and Relaxation, his ode to his new home in California. That'll be out in Norton
out of Vegas.
Soon.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got to read this one. Oh, God.
There you go.
All you gals with a fax machine and no date, a date wanted for the New York Film Festival. This is our pal Burr. Send full head and body photo fax to 212 area code 505-8760. Must smoke at least occasionally. And
you figure it out.
I'm sure that fax machine is just tearing off the photo, you know, just piling in there right now. Yeah. 505-8760. Get a date to the New York Film Festival. Oh, okay, this is my favorite part of the show, the part where we have time left over to just spin any old record laying around, and I got one I really like queued up by Champion Jack Dupree. Sort of queued up.
Radio station WFMU, and you know that it's 91.1 FM, and this is the Hound right here. You know, I told you before, man, I'm a fan. I like your style.
Twice, but that woman found out that I don't take it
a day. I'd be a sleeping on a salty day, but there's just some things that a man can't be told, and it's before a woman. I just got to be sure. Till I lost my Cadillac. Well, I'll give up my dancing and I'll give up my blues. If you come home, I'll even throw away my blues. Hey, smooth, rhythm, 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 blues. Rhythm, 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 blues. Tell the truth, baby, it was rhythm and blues.
Back in the jungle.
Yeah, that was Buck Owens, our old buddy with Rhythm and Blues. And we heard champion Jack Dupree, shim, shim, shim. That's there we go. Then we got through another one, Sal.
Yeah.
Well, next week we'll be back more likely than not. And remember the New York Guitar Show over on 420 East 12th Street in Manhattan, the Sleepy Little Beef tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken. Thanks a lot, kids. Wave bye to the folks.
Bye, folks.
Later. The Lord, the Crick, you know. Canty's in for Laurie's up next. WFMU, East Orange.
Sweet as it comes, as it comes. Like little Jack Horner sitting in the corner, in his cherry, cherry, cherry pie. Oh, Lord, Lord, only I didn't put in a song and pull out a plug. So I guess I'm not as great, great as he. Give me some, give me some, give me some, share it, share it, pie. Like little Jack Horner sitting in the corner. Only I did put in a song and pull out a plug. So I guess I'm not as great as he. Oh, no, no. Give me some. Give me some. Give me some. Share it, share it, why? Share it, share it, why? Share it, share it, why?